This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
If you told me earlier this month that I would be doing a commentary on UFOs, I would not have believed it. But recent news stories require some comment. First, it was the TV program 60 Minutes doing a piece on UFOs that were spotted in restricted U.S. airspace. Next night, Fox News host Tucker Carlson devoted an entire segment and an interview to concerns about the UFO sightings. Former President Barack Obama said some of the UFO sightings do not have an easily explainable pattern. So let me take a moment during this Memorial Day to inject some comments derived from a number of articles that I've posted on the Point of View website that supplement some of the comments on radio. If you assume that there is a military explanation, then you might want to read the analysis by Jim Garrity, who concluded that conventional wisdom has been shifting on UFOs. He suggests that UFOs could be a secret American military technology or a secret technology from another country. As a last resort, he acknowledges that another likely possibility is alien technology. Most of the UFO sightings in the past had normal, reasonable explanations. There are always a few that don't have such explanations. Those could be explained with an extraterrestrial hypothesis or an interdimensional hypothesis. Andrew Follett explains that most of these sightings he believes do have natural explanations. One of the videos he believes is a seabird, perhaps a Canadian goose, that is distorted by parallax. Another video could be explained as a meteor breaking up in the Earth's atmosphere. We should know more soon, since the Pentagon and the U.S. Director of National Intelligence have been charged to investigate these phenomena and issue a report. Meanwhile, let's calm down and enjoy our Memorial Day. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.